feet a beach impossible stare, so I can fall asleep with the smell of your hair. My hope's all busted and in need of repair, and if you had some spare I could use it.
Ashes and stains, wet paper bags, cardboard and broken brown glass. Cut me some slack, I'm still getting my mind back. Here on the stoop, I look the part. Everything's hard, you just gotta wait it out. You don't really love me, but I like to pretend. Makes the time go quicker till the bittersweet end comes sudden and you're muddled and you're back on the mend, trying to make the whole world adore you. My bed is so soft that I still can't see. Crashing where another body used to be. So I'm walking through the park, moonlit trees, and I'm caught in the rain.
Nice upbeat number to start the Thursday night show, which is what we're doing right now on this here radio podcast thing. I'm Jake from kingdomofloathing.com on the internet at minimumsafedistance.org/overthinkingit.com. With me tonight, as usual, hot stuff.
Hi.
Yeah, you're supposed to say stuff. You're supposed to introduce yourself. That's what I've been noticing on podcastings that I've been listening to.
I'm Riff.
Yeah.
Available on the internet at riff.com.
I guess that does give the listeners a something at riff. Heads up as to whose voice is whom.
I wonder what is on the internet at riff.com. I know that your tracks have their own website.
Huh. Riff is riff.com. Lease, rent, or advertise on riff on riff.com.
Can you find Riff on eBay?
Riff USA. This is... terrible. It's just a squatter site.
Yeah.
That's weird, though. It's got a logo.
I feel like sites that are just squatting should revert to the public domain after they've been squatted on for like 6 months or a year.
Why do you feel like that? Because what about websites that just suck?
I mean, do they suck because they are squatting?
I mean, so any content-free website? Like, I would just hate to write that rule, you know?
Yeah, no, actually determining what is a squatter would be awful.
Yeah.
But well, if it squats like a squatter.
If it doesn't change in a year.
It quacks like a duck.
Then.
So any website that doesn't update in a year.
If it doesn't have any actual content.
Exactly. If it doesn't update, if it's just a single page, it just sits there.
Really? So like.
Dude, I don't know.
That's so like ZomboCom?
Clearly this is not a good metric, and I know.
We should buy ZomboCom. Make an actual website out of it.
I don't see how it could possibly be better than the website that's already there.
Yeah. What?
Do you think Zombo.com is better than KingdomOfLoathing.com?
No, but if we've already got a Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, it's
if you had to set one of those websites on fire.
It's the best Zombo.com that could exist.
That's true. The impossible is unimaginable there. No, that isn't how it goes. What have you been up to, guys?
I've nearly finished playing Uncharted 2.
Oh, and really?
And wrote about a million words about it on Minimum Safe Distance yesterday.
MinimumSafeDistance.org, available on the internet at MinimumSafeDistance.org. What'd you write about it? What kind of game is it? I know fuck all about
it. It's a runny, jumpy, shooty game. It's climbing around. It's sort of like Tomb Raider with better action and gunfights.
Huh. Is it like linear, or is it like a big open world that
it's
you
pretty
explode?
Linear, yeah.
Huh.
And it's pretty crazy awesome, so long as you have the ability to ignore the find all 100 of the little hidden treasures deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main point I made in my article is basically that they've they put a lot of work in, like, making the flow and momentum of the game really effective, so you don't spend a lot of time looking around wondering where you're supposed to go next. It's pretty obvious, and you just spend the entire game going, and it's really exciting. But then they put this collection mini game in where you can search around the unused little corners of the map and find the little trinkets, and that basically destroys the momentum that the rest of the game has set up.
Maybe their thinking is that you will play through it once and then you will play through it again.
But it would have been much more effective if you simply didn't have if they only spawned on a second playthrough.
Right. Do you get any benefit
because
it
trains you to start looking for them very quickly, because the first one you find gives you a trophy and like 10,000 points for the unlockables.
Trophies are like the PS3 equivalent of Xbox Live achievements. Okay.
So as you hear that ping and you, oh, I got some stuff, and it's like the rat getting a peanut for pushing the lever.
Mm-hmm.
So you start looking for more levers instead of actually playing the game.
Huh.
But other than that, it's a really awesome game, and then the voice acting and writing is top-notch, and the environments are gorgeous.
I don't know how I knew it, but I knew you were going to say top-notch.
Huh.
Is it a grip-top sock?
Give me the gift of a grip-top notch. But yeah, I recommend it to everybody who enjoys that sort of game. And
is it first-person or third-person?
It is third-person.
Yeah.
And even more so to people that don't have the frantic collector personality type like I do.
I am... Yeah, did you ever get all the shards in Infamous? Did you ever beat Infamous?
No, I haven't got around to beating it. I got maybe a third of the way through the second of three cities.
Yeah, that's about how far I got before I quit. But you had like a map where you were marking off all the shards.
Yeah, I think I got all the ones that in the first city.
That game was pretty fun.
It was cool.
I got hung up on the, like, trying to restore order to the entire city minigame. The, like, territory acquisition thing that you could do. Because I didn't like getting shot at by dudes all the time. So I liked, like, sort of gradually making it safer to walk around.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah.
Like, then all you're doing is walking around. I haven't played any more Borderlands since the last time I talked about Borderlands on here. It's like... I am probably 3 hours into it, and I have encountered exactly two types of enemies.
Huh. I thought you were two instances of enemies.
Yeah, only two bad guys. Kind of sucks, man. For like a game that's so heavily loot-driven, you'd think they'd want to throw more than one enemy per hour at you. You know, it's one of those things that I feel like it might be more fun multiplayer, but... So somebody had asked, somebody had written into the Twitter, or maybe, no, it was a guy on Steam said, hey, you know what you should do on the radio? You should talk about Borderlands and Torchlight. Riff, you've been playing some Torchlight, hasn't you?
Playing Torchlight. Me and Jenny have both been playing Torchlight. I'm enjoying it.
How far into it are you?
Oh, I'm in the, I'm in, like, the lava ruins.
Okay, the fortress, the goblin fortress.
Yeah. I've been going kind of slow because I've been doing a lot of that guy's portal side quests and
oh, yeah.
the maps that you can buy. But it's fun. It's very light on plot, and there are some design decisions that could have been better. Like, I agree with a guy on Rock Paper Shotgun commented that it doesn't make a lot of sense that the environment changes so drastically from every four floors in the same dungeon when they could have just as easily made you take another portal to get to this new area each time, and it would have made the world seem a lot larger and more diverse rather than just having this one dungeon that has completely different environments stacked on top of each other.
But Diablo was like that, though.
Yeah, but I feel like the changes in Diablo weren't as drastic. I mean, Diablo 2, it did what I was just suggesting. From chapter to chapter, you actually went to another place.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really any difference between the places, and the overworlds kind of sucked. You know, they were talking about this on Idle Thumbs when they were discussing Torchlight, and it's like I kind of agree with them about Diablo 2. Like, Acts 2 and 3 just kind of suck in Diablo 2.
The desert and the jungle.
Yeah, the desert is boring and the jungle is fucking obnoxious.
Jungle is, I found, hard to navigate.
The jungle is tough because of the river and the pygmies.
The river and the pygmies and the fact that it's like, that is a point where it drops you a long fucking way before there's a waypoint. Right, there's like a section. It's sprawling. You can play. There was a time, and this happened to both me and Roy when we were playing it when it first came out. Like, we would sit down, play for like a half an hour or 45 minutes, and not find a fucking waypoint, and either get killed or just have to go to class or something. And so you just can't do anything there.
There are waypoints that are sort of reasonably spaced, but I feel like you can miss them really easily.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the jungle, at least. The desert I found pretty reasonable. I didn't have any problems with the desert.
I mean, the thing is, like, the overworld stuff in Diablo 2 was very much just filler until you could get into a dungeon, right? But it almost made it so the dungeons were actually exciting.
Yeah.
I liked the ones that were, like, bug tunnels.
I thought
those dungeons were cool.
Those were in the desert.
They were in the desert, yeah. You'd find the, like, I don't know, grub anus or whatever on the surface.
Grabanus.
Antlion anus. And you're actually inside a giant antlion's intestines.
What was the portmanteau of... Oh, yeah, cumulus.
All right, yeah. Because coolus was Latin for anus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been playing Torchlight for, a half an hour or so when I get into work every day. And just slowly progressing down. I've gotten to the point where I am just running through everything but every fifth level. Just trying to get deeper. And I got behind on the, like... There's a guy up top who gives you quests to kill randomly generated light source named guys.
Yeah.
On every, third or fourth level. And I, like, missed one, so I had to go back and do that because he doesn't let you skip any of them.
Why every fifth level? What's that all about?
Every fifth level is an actual, like, set piece where there's something going on. You get, like, four random... I think. You get, like, four randomly generated levels that are basically identical to one another, and that's just getting really tiresome. Like, what I want out of that game is, like, to see new tile sets and to see stuff that is actually designed content, right? And so that's, like, that is the carrot on the end of the stick, as far as I'm concerned. It's not the actual randomly generated loot, because it's, like, once you kind of see through the system like that, or for me at least, that's just not actually all that exciting.
Yeah. But yet you played Diablo 2 a bunch, and, like, what...
Yeah, but I mean, that was the first game like that I really played significantly. My sensibilities as a gamer were...
Less refined.
Yeah, less refined, less sophisticated. And I didn't work on video games for a living, and so I didn't have, Raf Koster's, like, designeritis, where you want to play every game until you understand the underlying systems, and then you're kind of done with it, because, like, that's what you start liking about games when you start thinking about them on the level required to work on them, right? And so, I don't know, it's very well done. It's fucking impressive that they did it in 11 months, right? Like,
sure.
Zero to this game being released in 11 months. It bugs me that it's single player. And I know that's like, you're not allowed to say this bugs me because it's single player, because, well, they're planning on doing an MMO, and this was just like a single player teaser for it. But I made the argument to Hot Stuff at dinner that I don't feel like it makes any sense for there to be rare drop set items in a single player game.
Unless they're faking it.
Well, I mean,
which they might be.
If there's also, I mean, it provides that group loot box for you to pass gear on to your other characters. So I guess they're expecting people to play
through
a lot
it multiple
of multiple
times.
Characters.
Yeah. Which I don't think that I would do. What class are you playing?
I'm playing the big beefy guy.
Yeah, me too.
And I might play it a second time to see how the archer chick plays, but yeah, I'm not gonna keep going back to it the way other people go back to NetHack.
Yeah. I was thinking about that today a lot, actually, and I was like, why is it that this feels sort of hollow to me where NetHack doesn't?
Well, NetHack has
a thousand times
a lot
the things
of
you can
different
do.
Yeah, mechanics that all work together in interesting and unexpected ways.
They definitely, like, every game of NetHack is more different than every other game of NetHack, than a given level of Torchlight is different from the other levels of Torchlight.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like getting down and seeing new enemies. Like, it's like basically you crave novelty, right? And that's why you play games. You want to see the next cool thing. You want to get the next cool weapon. The gear is weird.
Funny the first time I got deep enough that it ran out of adjectives for the gear, and it then rolled over but added epic to the front of it. So I'm getting like epic boring leather shoes.
Weird. What difficulty level are you playing on?
Medium. I don't remember
like the
what
normal?
It's called. Yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen that. I feel like I've gotten down further than you and not seen that.
Huh.
So. Yeah, it's always weird to see, like, and I feel like Diablo just sort of established this, right? Like, there's sword, and then there's a different name for a better kind of sword that's the same, you know, category of weapon. And it's just like, you learn all these weird names for things, like, oh, this is a Qatar. You know, like,
yeah, man, so much vocabulary words have I learned from, like, Dungeons & Dragons.
Well, and all the words that, like, Blizzard made up that I thought were just words.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like Librem.
Yep.
We're gonna get sued.
That would piss me off.
Yeah,
a lot.
They're not gonna sue us.
I would lose a lot of respect for them.
And see, they don't wanna lose your respect.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what prevents their legal department from acting.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I don't know. Hot Stuff, do you have any opinions about Torchlight?
No. You know, it looked very much like Diablo. Mm-hmm. Just watching over people's shoulders a little bit.
It looks very much like World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Well,
plays very much like Diablo.
It's a little bit cartoonier than...
Yeah, it's kind of like a bastard offspring of the two. You know?
Have you done much of the fishing minigame?
No, I fished up a dozen fish in the first pool I found, and then realized that they're basically potions, and I never use potions of that sort in any of these games, because I always end up hoarding them, and then still never using them.
Wait,
started just throwing them away.
But they're like things that transform your pet into other stuff.
Yeah, but temporarily.
Oh.
They work for like 30 seconds or 2 minutes, depending on the fish.
I accidentally... So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to put all these fish that I caught, like... Because, you know, I fished four or five things out of every fishing hole that I encountered, and then I'm like, oh, I'll put all these on my pet, and then, you know, in my pet's inventory, and then sent him to town, and he sold them all. Because I didn't... I guess I should have known. I was also putting, like, extra spells and stuff on his inventory, so I was like, you know... And I was like,
that makes a lot more sense.
Didn't realize the first time I sold him into town to sell stuff. He was going to sell everything.
Did you see that new Penny Arcade?
Yeah.
Yeah. The dog skimming the profit off the top.
Yeah. I wonder if it actually does.
That'd be funny.
They were asking the dude, Max Schaefer, I think, if there was any untrustworthiness built into the pets. Yeah, the pet I've not really noticed being a factor. Like, I like this pet because it doesn't get in my way.
it's really useful for giving like a summon skeleton spell too, because then it will keep your skeleton summoned without you having to think about it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I feel like when I have skeleton summoned, why is that so hard to say?
Skeletons.
I have skeletons summoned, I always think that they're enemies, and I'm always trying to kill them.
No.
I like killing skeletons.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's like one of my favorite things in video games is like killing skeletons, and so like
especially if they like shatter really loud.
Yeah. I remember like being all excited. I was just like wander around the fields north of Kanos when I was playing EverQuest, like looking for those skeletons to kill, especially ones that were holding, like the ones where the model was holding a weapon. They would almost always drop a weapon, which like sold to vendors for a lot more money than anything else. And so I was like, "Woo, skeleton! I'm gonna go kill it with my shaman."
The fact that the pet has its own pack and that you can send it to town to sell shit for you, I just kind of feel like it's genius.
Yeah.
That's like...
Why is that genius?
That was the single most annoying thing about Diablo to me, was having to stop and go sell the crap.
Even with town portals?
You still have to do
it. You do, but it still interrupts you.
So, okay, so here's the question then. Why not just take it a step further and just let you sell stuff from your inventory? Like, why create this, like...
Well, I mean...
abstraction but layer between the two?
Well, you lose. You're ostensibly you're sacrificing the use of your pet for the amount of time that he spends gone.
And plus, I mean, you don't want to abstract all the I don't know, not exactly realism, but
so then why do you want stuff instead of just the gold that it represents? When what like do you enjoy getting the items that drop?
Well, that and it doesn't make. It makes more sense for items to drop rather than simply gold. I mean, you're claiming weapons and armor off of the shit that you kill.
So, okay, so then, like, a portable vendor that you can sell stuff to. Like, that, you could do that in World of Warcraft.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you have to come up with a way to do it that makes sense and doesn't seem... and that isn't... so transparently a device of that sort, you know?
Sure.
And I think the pet just strikes a really good balance between the realism of being actually in a dungeon and having to deal with the stuff, and also the convenience of being able to translate the stuff into money without interrupting the flow of the game.
The realism that your dog could go to town and sell stuff for you.
Lassie could do it.
I don't believe
your dog can
you.
Also wear rings and amulets and summon skeletons for you.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
so that's
it's clearly
heal you if you give it the right spell.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, the heal others spell.
Oh, I thought you said kill you.
Oh no,
kill you.
Huh? I need to find that or buy that.
Yeah, yeah. Heal all and summon skeleton is what I have on my cat.
Can you only have two?
Yeah.
I didn't try to figure out how to rename my cat, so I just have a cat named Spot.
I think it was just a standard text box entry.
I should name him Tommy.
Tommy the cat.
He will say unto thee. So yeah, that's Torchlight.
Huh.
I want to finish it. I want to see all the model sets.
Yeah.
I want to see all the tile sets.
Definitely. Right?
I'm told by the internet that there are 8 of them total.
How many have you seen?
No, 5 or 6. It seems like they looked at Diablo 3 and figured out whatever insights the Diablo 3 people had come up with in terms of like being able to randomly generate really cool looking environments that aren't just boring corridors like Diablo and Diablo 2. And, have done that, although I think in Torchlight it's just taking big chunks that are pre-made and attaching them to one another.
That's possible. I actually got a level that was almost completely identical to a purchased map that I had previously done at one point.
That happened to me when I played the demo. The first 2 levels of the mine were... they started out exactly the same, and I was thinking, like, why wouldn't you stop that from happening? Like, You could seriously write like a couple lines of code and make it so you wouldn't ever generate two levels in a row that started with the exact same room that had like, you know, I feel like in the beginning there were like a lot of, there were like the sections of the mine where there was like a plunger on the ground and you could hit it and then it would blow open a wall and a bunch of gold and a bunch of enemies would swarm out of it. And then that kind of shit just sort of stopped happening.
Well, there's variants. Like the goblin areas have the things where you blow the horn and the bridge swivels around and takes you to an area with a lot of gold lying on the ground.
I never heard that. I never saw one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like most of the tile sets have some sort of hidden treasure room mechanism like that.
There, I know in the like dwarf fortress thing, I stumbled upon a hidden treasure room where a like stone rolls out of the way, and
yeah,
then you go through this little circular hole into a room.
I only found one of those in the dwarf levels. Maybe some of the tile sets, they're not very common.
Yeah,
that might.
There are also all those ballistas that I couldn't really. They just do a bunch of damage to shit that's in front of them, I guess, but I was never able to actually hit anything with them.
They were always pointing the wrong way for me. I'd always cleared out that section of the hallway by the time I got to the ballista.
I guess I found a section where there were like these spike traps that when you walked over the thing, there would be a click, and then a second later, a bunch of spikes would shoot up out of the ground.
Yeah.
So I guess you want to avoid that. There's like environmental hazards are neat, I guess.
Like super fun sights?
Yeah.
Super fun sights?
Yeah, they're super fun. We really put the super fun in super fun sight. That's what I say. Do you think that Asymmetric's offices will end up being a super fun site from all of the, I don't know,
radioactive Mountain Dew?
Spray paint in the backyard.
Spray paint. Cigarette butts.
Cereal butts.
Cereal butts.
Frosted mini butts.
Wow.
You just eat, like, the first 3/4 of a mini wheat and then throw the rest away.
Well, it's too hard to hold on to the last little
bit. Yeah. You get a roach clip. Frosted mini cockroaches. They float them. Fugitive 247 was talking about us, about how our radio show was starting. All right. Josh the Sauce wrote, who would win in a hand-to-hand ultimate cage death match? Nikolai Tesla, Thomas Edison, Pope John Paul II, or Michael Jackson? Hand-to-hand.
Huh.
Michael Jackson has that glove. Is Pope John Paul II allowed to use his miter drill?
Thomas Edison was really, really persistent and kind of a jerk from what I hear.
Yeah.
So it's possible that he would just out of sort of...
He had this big plan to make buildings, make houses out of concrete super cheap, and it never took off.
What was his plan?
He just had this... He invested a whole bunch of money in a rig where they would like really quickly put up a mold for a house and then just make a house out of concrete.
Pour it real quick.
Pour it, yeah. And it was crazy cheap, and it was like, you know, you could go from a lot to a house in like a couple days. And it just didn't take off. I guess because nobody wants to live in a giant fucking concrete slab.
Yeah, you kind of can do that too. You can build an entire house in a day with, you know, A-frames and...
Like a balloon frame house? I mean, like a regular house?
Big old Amish barn raising.
The Habitat for Humanity would do it all the time. They'd build a house in a day.
They're just building crappy houses for poor people.
They used to have... Actually, my parents' house was a Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah, you could just order houses.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Tesla would have a death ray, so... You know, I guess it's hand-to-hand, but he'd probably figure out some way to...
Michael Jackson could raise an army of zombies.
Tesla would already be an army of zombies.
Does Michael Jackson have the powers that he has in the Moonraker video game?
Oh, yeah, because if he could turn into a gigantic robot.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, Pope John Paul could potentially, you know, summon
the
God.
Wrath of God.
Yeah. Wrath of God would just destroy all the other creatures.
Does he get his chair where he's infallible?
Yeah, Wrath of God would destroy him too. Yeah, weird.
Doesn't destroy players.
Oh, okay. I guess if you think of John Paul II as a player,
not a hater.
Data Vortex says, any thoughts on Venezuela banning the import, production, and sale of video games? I guess Venezuela banned the import, production, and sale of video games.
Only violent
ones.
Oh yeah.
Like Space Invaders.
Like all games.
Well, so that's a question, right? Like, how are they going to define violent?
Is Braid violent? They're stomping on dudes?
Maybe.
It's a good question. I feel like they're gonna have a real hard time nailing that down.
I just feel like there's no way that's gonna stick. Like,
I don't know. Venezuela's different place than here. You know,
yeah. Like, there aren't like 16-year-old boys in Venezuela.
Yeah, but they're like under the thumb of the government.
Yeah, not if the government takes away their video games, there will be a revolt. Teenage boys will just take up arms and overthrow the government, and then they will pass a new law where you're only allowed to import, produce, and sell video games.
And also, then no girls allowed.
Starve to death. Yeah, yeah. Because if there's one thing that 16-year-old boys aren't interested in.
All right, 16. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Were you into girls when you were 16?
Yeah,
probably by the time I was 16.
Clearly you were into... No, I mean... Hot Stuff was never into girls. Yo-Yo God says, can you give a hint about when the acorn will be usable and what it'll do?
It's already usable.
Yeah.
In a way.
No, it's not.
Well, kind of.
Okay. So, yeah, that was your hint. NC Sorcerer says, can you change the last logged in flag to reset with rollover? After all, that does represent the end/beginning of the KOL day. I don't really understand what that means.
Yeah, I feel like I understand the idea being that, like, if they logged in on a certain day, you can't tell if they've done it since rollover or not. Like, did they log in after rollover, play their turns, so they've been on for the day?
I see.
Or not. But I don't know how you'd represent that in a way that made any sense.
We should have just made rollover midnight.
Yeah, but time. Midnight, no, server time.
It's always midnight somewhere.
That's the problem. It's always midnight somewhere.
Are there enough weird places like Pakistan that are like 15 minutes off, or like, or is there a place that's like 14 minutes off of an hour?
No, I think 15 is the
smallest. You can't schedule that much time.
Oh, yeah. It's the smallest schedulistically significant amount of time.
As far as I know, 15 minutes is the smallest weird time zone differential.
Rex Maxis says, would you be friends with your mom on Facebook? I know it's not quite a foot massage, but still, I wouldn't use any Facebooks. I don't think. I'm probably going to have to start using fucking Facebook.
Why?
At some point. I don't know. Talk to people from high school. Right now, I have to do it all on classmates.com. Available on the internet at minimumsafedistance.org.
Do you want to get in touch with anybody from high school that you don't already keep in touch with?
No, but I feel like it would actually be like... It potentially meet like industry people that way, maybe, right?
I would be. Guess. There's a lot of people from my high school that I would be interested in knowing what happened to them, but I wouldn't want to have to actually talk to them
or tell them what was happening with you. That's the thing.
I'd just like to read an article about them somewhere.
I guess. I mean, it was kind of cool to find out that like a friend of mine from college is managing the
Dungeons and Dragons online.
Dungeons and Dragons online. Yeah,
we gotta find that guy. Ply him with alcohol.
He didn't respond to my like
LinkedIn
request or whatever.
LinkedIn request.
That's how I. Yeah. So maybe I'll just send him an email in real life.
LinkedIn seems bogus.
It's just a very professional networking.
Seems like some kind of scam.
I mean, it's just like any other social networking site, except for it doesn't have as much baloney going on.
Really?
It's really
you can't
for
post
people.
Pictures of your. Like yourself.
It's really for people that are like
I love cock
working
on your face and Sharpie
and like building up a business network so that if they need to change jobs or if they like need to like connect to other people in different industries to like do something or whatever. You know?
Somebody made one for Zly.
That I don't. Yeah, I don't understand what that was all about. I do not understand.
Unless she made it herself when she
forgot.
Was drunk and forgot about
it. I think it must have been though because it had some like. Weird personal information stuff going on, so I don't know.
Rahahego says, answer a voicemail! To which I reply, do a barrel roll. Alright, I'll answer a voicemail. Not really going to answer this, I'm just going to play it for y'all.
Hey guys, love the show. Sorry about the deluge of messages this week. I realize also that I totally misunderstood what you guys were talking about. It's about the cast members from MASH, as opposed to characters getting carried over from the movie. Anyway, forget that. You guys are really nice about plugging the Chicago shows for the Dead Milkmen not too long ago. I've got a friend who's in another band called the Pixies, and they're going to be playing on Conan tomorrow night, Friday night. So everybody listening, ask your parents to stay up late and watch Conan and check out this band called the Pixies. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So I think he just wanted to brag about knowing somebody in the Pixies.
Either that or he's just funny and cool.
Arnie Effemeyer either knows everybody or is full of shit.
It's hard to know.
It is. He knows
kind
us.
Kind of awesome either way.
If he tells people that he knows us, you know, he's not full of shit, right? He could be just like, yeah, I know those guys. He doesn't really know us.
Are the Pixies like cool or something?
We need to let him do something that it's embarrassing for us, but makes him seem like a badass in person, so he can tell people the story. Oh, Did I ever tell you about the time I had to kick Jick from Kingdom of Loathing in the balls to get him to stop?
Get him out of the way of a train.
Beating up a hobo. Oh yeah. I should just hang out on train tracks in New Orleans until that happens.
Yeah. Or that time that you were punched in the stomach by Jick.
Maybe some dastardly villain with both hands making rocket noises.
Yeah, that's how I roll. That is such a good story.
Yeah. Isn't that just creating just a pit of shame in my stomach sense? Yeah, that's a good story. Every story from fucking Saturday Night of Con. Jesus.
Hey, KOL Olympus is coming up.
That's
soon-ish.
Truth. That's truths. We'll be doing the show on Thursday because we'll still be here on Thursday night.
But then the very next day.
Yeah. K-O-L-Lumbus. Booked a flight on Friday the 13th because you hate me.
What would you have rather done?
Left a day early.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, I'm retarded.
Wow.
I
just didn't even enter my...
I know, because you're a fucking rational person to whom it wouldn't occur. Xdanstick says, how long are you going to torture the player base with the acorn? Until Crimbo? I sent that on Monday, but forgot to put ASIM in my twat. You forgot to put twat in my ASIM. Us and twat. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Thinking about peanut butter and twat and how that would probably not go over well.
That dogs like it.
Sure.
I mean, so I'm told. I've never actually smeared peanut butter on my own twat.
Ain't that the truth. But wait. Dude, I don't know. We're not going to tell anybody anything about no acorns.
Let's see. So, yeah, we radio bug.
I like that Twitter tells you when you've got new...
Yeah, the actual web interface is kind of nice. Wait a minute. I was gonna play something here. Okay. I need to... So, we had a catastrophic failure. This was fucking aggravating. Within, like, a month... Catastrophic failures of the network drive at my house and the network drive at the office, which had the contents of them were identical like 2 years ago, and then they've since diverged.
This is not a very interesting story.
No, as I like an entirely different kind of porn at work than at home, right? So
suddenly it got interesting again.
So I had to drive up to Scottsdale to take the hard drives to a fucking data recovery service because it. And I don't know why I bought another fucking iOmega network drive to replace them after... great. I had two iOmega Store Center network drives fail on me within a month of each other. I know. I'll buy another one of those. That sounds awesome.
You bought one after the first one failed, not between the first and the second one failing.
No, I guess that's true.
Did you not take that one up there for them to dump the data onto?
No, I didn't. Okay. I don't know why I didn't.
I don't either.
I'm retarded. What I kind of want is I want all of that data put onto like a USB drive that I can carry from place to place so that I can just make backups of it on every computer that I have. It's fucking hard drives, man.
Yeah.
I had to run out and buy a bunch of CDs so that we would have music to play on the radio show today because all of the MP3s of my ripped CDs that were on the network drive are fucking in a box, in a barn, in a canyon,
in abundance.
In a cavern.
Like way down in the valley.
Yeah. It was a rare drive, a Ratlin drive, every time we try to power it up.
It's true.
Anyway, so it's hard to deal with... God, I hate... There's some bullshit going on with Firefox on this computer, and when this was my desktop machine, it was the same thing. Whenever I go to download something, it'll just sometimes, like, hang for a minute or two. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And it was like... And it's all like, you know, just hanging. So there's this... I'm trying to download another voicemail, because I couldn't, like, download them and put them on the network drive. And it's doing that thing where, like, I'm hitting save to disk, and the OK button is just grayed out. On Firefox's
Maybe
download
it's just dialogue. Not okay, dude.
Maybe sometimes it's, not
it's
okay.
just not okay.
Anyway, I really want to play this voicemail because
it's from space.
Question that I want to read. Yeah, it probably is from space. It probably went through space.
Could you just
once.
Read the transcript?
No. That fucking transcription thing might as well not exist. It is never even a little bit useful.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's not that funny, actually.
I don't know.
Because it's not like divergent enough from reality to be funny. It's just divergent enough to make it fucking nonsense.
Sometimes nonsense is funny, though. Didn't we
sometimes
devote an entire item to developing nonsense comic strips?
They're not really nonsense. They're crazy funny.
Sometimes they're nonsense.
Open containing folder. Well, gonna play a voicemail for y'all. This is from Stupak and Darth.
Hi, this is Stupak 2 with my sexy assistant, Darth Dud. We're here to tell you about our limited time offer. Tell us about this great deal, Darth.
Thanks, Stupak. For 2 weeks in November only, we're offering a fabulous Type 2 Ascension contest. That's right, Type 2. With 5 tiers and restricted familiars and equipment, this is the most accessible softcore contest ever. Back to you, Stupak.
Thanks, Darth. Folks, you read about the forums, and now it's available to you. Sign up today. Don't miss this great offer. Thanks for listening.
Pretty good.
So yeah, they're doing an Ascension contest. And he wrote, Stupak2 wrote, I hope you guys see this, but Jake just said that Marshall's cool contest idea came to naught, but Alliance from Hell and Hogs of Destiny are literally putting it on right now! We would love some dev support, especially for policing the rules, since for many we're going to be on trust alone. Any support you could throw our way would be really appreciated, especially if it meant I could stop answering, so what's stopping me from cheating? That is not the contest idea that I was talking about, in the same way that these are not the droids that you're looking for. Marshall's idea was older and was not this Type 2 thing, which is also Marshall's idea. I mean, Marshall has some good ideas for...
I mean, he had a thread in the gameplay discussion that was called Type 2.
But when I talked about a contest idea that Marshall had that never went anywhere, it was not this one.
Oh.
It was just a thing that he told me about.
I see.
And I sort of... I feel... I don't know what happened there exactly. I don't remember if I dropped the ball or if he dropped the ball or if nobody dropped the ball. Maybe the ball's still in the air. And it's like...
It's going to fall on you someday.
Yeah, you know, it could be like the incident at Ox Creek Bridge or whatever, where the ball is still in the air and somebody's diving for it in the outfield, and the last several months have just been an elaborate fantasy played out in that guy's head in these crucial moments where time has slowed down.
Owl Creek? I don't know.
I think you're right. The incident at Oxbow.
I was thinking the Oxbow.
And the incident at Owl Creek confused. Because they're both about... dudes who are hung. So it was a lot of the stuff that... I wonder how much attention they're going to be paying to the data that they're recovering off the network drive, because there's a lot of porn on those network drives. I wonder if they'll arrest me. I mean, I don't have porn that you get arrested for. I wonder if they care about the MP3s.
There's an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge.
Maybe it's the occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. What about the dam at Otter Creek? You know, the water backed up deep enough to dive... from the bridge over the River Kwai. The Tallahatchie Bridge over the River Kwai. Gone gin. And tonic.
Wow.
I thought about going for Halloween as Qui-Gon gin and tonic. So just, if I had had time to grow a beard, I'm a Jedi drinking a gin and tonic, and I would have had to explain the costume to everybody.
Yeah.
But I mean... costumes that you have to explain to everybody aren't fun. But Jedi is a good costume.
It's true.
We have those. We have our robes.
If we had gone as Jedi this year, there would have been a ton of stormtroopers to fight.
That's true. There was that guy in the really good scout trooper armor.
And there's a good Darth Vader, too.
Yeah. And a Boba Fett.
Yeah, like there were no other Jedi, just a bunch of Empire.
Boba Fett wasn't exactly Empire.
Yeah, sure. He's a mercenary.
He was a bounty hunter. He was a mercenary. I want to watch the Robot Chicken Star Wars episodes again.
What about the Family Guy Star Wars episodes? Are those any good?
It wasn't, actually. It seems like it was probably a lot of fun to make, but it was not a lot of fun to watch.
Okay.
There's a lot of really elaborate, like, animated redos of scenes of, like, spaceships. You know, but, like, nothing funny was happening. It definitely didn't have the, like, pacing of...
Robot Chicken.
Forte SP says, since pineal glands are almost 1 million, I suggest when they get to about 5 million, you should re-implement them, but you have to get them from the I Refuse adventure in the heap. The I Refuse. I don't think that they need to be re-implemented. I don't think that they will need to be re-implemented.
There are still a bunch of them in existence.
Tons of them, and 1 million meat is not that much.
It's nothing to shake a stick at.
Speaking of shaking a stick, Sean Clannery writes, hey, how about a chef staff that incorporates the toothbrush, the staff of deciduous teeth? Jiggling at D levels because those dreams where your teeth fall out are fucking scary. Does everybody have dreams where their teeth fall out?
They do.
Yep.
It's weird.
Look, in real life or in the game?
No, in real life.
I've never had that.
You've never had a dream that your teeth were falling out? I definitely have.
But I feel like that's a cross-cultural thing.
I had a dream where I had one of my fucking toenails forcibly removed by a doctor. Now it's the real world! And then I was on the real world, and Puck was such a dick.
But your toe doesn't even remember it.
I know, because they injected it. They injected it with that Twilight anesthetic and Rohypnol. Wait,
so now it's all sparkly in the
sunlight? Yeah, it's sparkly in the sunlight. They actually just injected me with Mr. Clean. Felonix says, the new content is great. I think the quest is just the right length for holiday content, in my humble opinion. Thanks. Yeah, what did that... It's kind of variable length, right? The Arborween stuff was kind of variable length depending on how higher drop boosts were.
Yeah, and like how soon you figured out what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you...
Because you had to do that, and then you had to do some trick-or-treating, and then you had to, you know. It was a good little event.
Yep. Go Scully. Madison14 says, shouldn't it be a potion of GR8 NESS and not a potion of GR8T NESS? The T is just repetitive. No, because the 8 is just an A, because it comes from grapes, GR8PS, which are not grapes.
Yeah, why are they GR8P?
I don't fucking remember.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Where do they even come from? Where do you get those?
I think they're from...
The valley?
The slope.
Oh.
The
extreme.
The skateboarder.
Oh, okay. Right.
Skate. Yeah. Skate grapes.
Tim Ballisto says, I just got my shirts in the mail. 2 Naga shirts, 5-day shipping. Last time it took nearly a month. Nice. Although what he really wrote was Nisi.
Nice.
Balanced Tour says, the whole thing with Howard and Lovecraft sharing universes is that neither really thought of it as building a universe, as I understand. The ties between their works were really more just Easter eggs. I heard Lovecraft didn't really get the idea that all his works could be linked for much of his life. He just wrote stories using the same great old ones as a sort of shorthand, so he didn't have to think up new names. All he did was think up names for shit.
Yeah.
I've been reading The Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath. That's weird, like... His stuff is not normally just flat-out fantasy, but this...
Yeah, the Dream World stuff is pretty different from the other stuff.
Because it's weird, like...
Do you ever read The Doom That Came to Sarnath?
No, I did not. But Sarnath is in the Dreamlands, yeah. Right? Like, so, he talks about, like, Nyarlathotep being the crawling chaos, like, the voice of the formless, mindless other gods. Like Azathoth being the like primary old god in that sense, like out in space, and then the other gods having Nyarlathotep as their voice.
Yeah, it's like the speaker of the.
But
old
then
gods.
In the story, Nyarlathotep, he's like a mummy.
He shows up. He shows up in human various humanoid forms.
Does he? Is that?
Yeah, he has his deal is that he has like I don't know. There's a number, but it's like 10,000 forms or something like
yeah.
that.
Is it? Think of a number between 1 and 10,000.
He's the old god that like humans primarily interact with because he like for some reason he can sort of people don't necessarily just go in crazy when they see him. You know?
Is it Nyarlathotep or is it Nyarlathotep?
I say Nyarlathotep. Actually,
yeah, I say Nyarlathotep. I don't know what's
Nyarlathotep.
I say Nyarlathotep. Yeah,
Nyarl. I just like the word Nyarl. Yeah.
I feel
it's
like
not really a
it's
word.
It's hard because. Every little individual group of people that gets into Lovecraft like reads it all, and then they decide like amongst themselves how to pronounce stuff.
Yeah.
So everybody has kind of a different take on it.
Hey, Riff, what do you call the Forgotten Realms dark elves?
I don't remember what they're called.
D-R-O-W. How do you pronounce it? Drow. That? Drow. Yeah, I say drow.
I say dro.
He said dro. Yep. Who was it that was talking about? Oh, Sorab was talking about how they're based on some sort of Nordic...
Troll. So dro is probably closer.
So yeah, dro is the real thing.
But who knows?
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, it'd be cool if we could wear other existing masks for future Halloween events. For example, the Big Bad Voodoo mask, V for Viva La mask, the Opera mask, etc.
Before he gets consumed.
That'd be awesome. Opera Man, bye-bye! Remember Opera Man?
Vaguely.
Hooray. Adam Sandler, when he was describing the Halloween costumes. He's like, hey, look at me, I'm Crazy Protractor Beard. I got a protractor instead of a beard. That ain't normal.
That and Opera Man, I think, were probably about the only things I've ever seen him do that I thought were funny.
Adam Sandler, really?
Yeah.
He's got a whole set of things that are kind of funny.
I don't like it when he's just silly voices and stuff, you know? The goat, some of his... I had a buddy who kept buying all of his, like, cassettes that he would release, and, like, so I listen, oh, God, one time I fucking got into this horrible, like, what could have been a really horrible car accident while I was listening to one of those.
Really?
And now I just, like, have that association in my head. Like, they're all gonna laugh at you cassette was playing in my car. This was the most fucked up thing that has ever happened to me driving. I was driving from Prescott to Las Vegas, and I was just like going up to meet my parents because my parents were in Vegas for the weekend because my mom was getting an award at some kind of banquet that Bank of America was putting on in Vegas. And
BANK or BANC?
BANK. I don't think BANC of America exists anymore. They acquired Merrill Lynch, and so now every time I talk to them, they're all like Merrill Lynch Investment Services.
Huh. Go ahead.
So anyway, I'm driving along I-40. And I'm just like driving, and it's like March or April.
Are you driving a bus in the desert?
No. Oh. Yeah, it sucked. It took fucking forever. It was so boring. But at the end, I got to see Penn and Teller.
Yeah. And you got a point.
So I'm just driving along, and like suddenly I go through this pass in the mountains, and out of fucking nowhere, there is like 3 inches of hail on the ground.
Wow.
And I'm just like driving, and I'm like, whoa, shit, this is, what do you do here? Because I'm going like 80, and it's, I'm going 80 on fucking ice, and I see like a car in front of me, I see the brake lights come on, I'm like, ah, fuck. So I like barely touch my brakes, and the car just starts spinning in circles and just flies off the road, down like a 10-foot, like 45-degree embankment into a ditch.
Wow.
And it was like, I don't know, everybody always says, like, if it had been an inch further, I'd totally be dead. But, like, if it had happened, like, a quarter of a mile earlier or a quarter of a mile later, there was just a fucking cliff off the side of the road.
Wow.
Like, it was nuts. And I was like, wow, this kind of sucks. Like, so I got out. My car's like, literally just, like, in mud. Like, the two tires that are towards the bottom are in mud. I'm actually facing the right direction on the road, relative to the road. And I just have to keep, like, going back and forth. I'm, like, in between two big trees. So I keep going back and forth until I can get enough speed up to actually go up the hill, like,
right.
up the 45-degree slope, and then get onto the shoulder and hope that I don't slide into the road in front of a fucking semi or something. But, like, I waited until a bunch of trucks went by, and they'd basically just blasted all the hail off the road so it wasn't slick anymore. But it was, like, fucking terrifying. Just going like 80 miles an hour, just spinning in circles on the road. And it was like, had that thing where time slowed down, and like, oh, there's Adam Sandler telling jokes.
Huh.
Like,
damn.
So that's how I feel about Adam Sandler.
Did I ever tell you about the first house that I grew up in? For whatever reason, the roof, like the flat roof section, had a bunch of like tiny white rocks on it. I don't know what that was all about. But whenever it would hail, it would knock a bunch of those rocks off the roof onto, like, the patio and stuff. So I used to think that hail was rocks that fell from the sky. And, like, I remember having this conversation when I was young with my mom about hail, and I was like, yeah, man, I can imagine how that could really damage cars. Because, you know, like, you know, dense cars, because it's, you know, these rocks that fall from the sky. And she's like, no, it's like snow. And I was like, mom, come on, let's go outside. I'll show you the hail that's like on the ground. And she's like, no.
It's funny that you were such a smartass that you thought that you knew more than your mom about the weather. Did you also try to teach your grandmother how to suck eggs?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen any other houses that had like loose rocks on their roof? Like, what is that all about?
I don't know.
I guess they were white, which I guess maybe reflects sunlight or something, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's trying to protect your house against hail, because the storm will just say, oh, there's already hail there.
Hail no.
Oh, hail no. What's up, dog? All right, I'm going to do a little breako de musica.
Si.
And we'll see you in about 10.
Tango.
Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. When the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Days to come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Say, baby, you wanna lay down with me? Say, baby, you wanna lay down by me? Say, baby, do you wanna lay down with me? Say, baby!
Ago. Said Tommy the cat, he's a real back to clear whatever foreign matter that may have nestled its way into his mighty throat. Many a fat alley rat had met his demise while staring point blank down the cavernous barrel of this awesome prowling machine. Truly a wonder of nature, the serpent predator. Tommy the cat had many a story to tell, but it was a rare occasion such as this that he did. Biscuit. The aroma of the mean scent was enough to arouse suspicion even the oldest of the tigers that hung around the hot spot in those days. The sight was beyond belief. Many a head snap or double. Even triple takes as vivacious feline made her way into the delta of the alleyway. Where the most virile young tabbies were known to hang out. They hung in droves. Such a multitude of masculinity could only be found in one place, and that was O'Malley's. The air was thick with catcalls, no pun intended. But not even a muscle in her neck did twitch as she sauntered straight into the heart of the alleyway. She knew what she wanted. She was looking for that stubble. He got! Well, that was me. Tommy the Cat is my name. And I say unto thee. Say, but do you want to lay down with me? Say, but do you want to lay down by my side? We'll be right back.
say, baby. Say, baby, do you wanna lay down with me? I say, baby, do you wanna lay down by my side? Baby, do you wanna lay down with me? I say, baby, say, baby, do you wanna lay down with me? I say, baby, do you wanna lay down by my side? Baby, do you wanna lay down with me? Say, baby, say, baby.
Baba.
Say, baby, I didn't know that was a live version of that song. That was not what I intended to play at all. I need you guys to answer a question or two while I fix this stupid bug.
Okay.
Okay.
Aaron Fingers asks, or says, the slime passives and telescopes are fun because they're basically levels of skills abilities you can obtain. It'd be cool to have some buffs with various levels. Yeah, I mean, I feel like not a lot of the stuff we have is structured in a way that, would make sense. But the idea of, like, skills that you can level up is something that I think that we will potentially come back to.
I mean, we've done... Yeah, we've done a little bit of it. The like you said, the slime tube. The first one was probably, I guess, not really a skill, but you leveled up your hobo glyphs.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, we've started doing, like, branching out in a bunch of different little things, like effects that the number of turns that you have... Of the picture,
yeah, is like how strong like it is. The Postomancer summons,
right? They level up over time. Yeah, I mean, I feel like our tendency is to try to keep trying to make new and interesting mechanics. You know,
new interesting Mike and the new and interesting mechanics.
Yeah. Did you fix the bug?
I believe so. Yeah. The thing that was happening won't happen anymore, but now it throws a PHP notice. So I'm still leaving that for CD Moir to fix for real.
You tested to make sure that it doesn't do the thing?
I did.
That's good.
I had a link that caused it to happen before I fixed it and didn't cause it to happen after I fixed it, and I tried two different cases to make sure they were right. It's fucking like ad hoc testing methodology skills that we've developed. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I never introduce bugs anymore because I hardly ever write code.
Doesn't say. I hardly ever do.
Ugh.
My failure to proofread things adequately can introduce bugs.
Yeah. Like the... what was it? Something that was supposed to get consumed. The dolphin wizards weren't getting consumed.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I'm going to blame that on you. Although it was actually CD Moir's. Bud Select says, any chance of taking... that's weird that you would name your character Bud Select. Any chance of taking level restrictions off of plexi/stainless items now that you've made other items near as powerful? I don't feel like there are other items that powerful that have lower level requirements.
And that you get at the beginning of a hardcore run.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
RDFM says, hey, you guys named this month's item after one of my favorite Hemingway books. Not a lot of Hemingway in the game. Yeah, there isn't a lot of Hemingway in the game. I have not actually read that much Hemingway.
Yeah, me neither. The only Hemingway I've read was, To Have and Have Not, because I liked the movie so much, and I was kind of disappointed because the book is not at all similar.
I read The Sun Also Rises, and I read The Snows of Kilimanjaro, and other short stories.
He wrote The Scarlet Letter to the Editor, right? Or no, what was that? That was...
The Scarlet Letter to the Editor?
Yeah. Wasn't he a journalist when he was off in the war for a while, right?
I think he was an ambulance driver.
Oh, did he?
Although in France they called him Eknolubma.
I thought that was only in Mother Goose and Graham.
That was, like, there have been two funny Mother Goose and Grimms in my entire life, and that was one of them. And the other one was the dog smelling himself and saying, man, I smell rank. And then he sits on a park bench that's all crowded with people, and all the people leave, and he stretches out on the bench and says, rank has its privileges.
Yeah.
Sorry, the mic keeps moving around because of my stupid hairs. GigaShadow555 says, any of the KOL crew ever try being a part of NaNoWriMo? What I really need to do is figure out a, like, national saying you're totally going to start a novel this month and then writing, like, 100 words the first day and then never writing another goddamn word. So shut the fuck up month.
Sort of tried one year.
I know lots of people who tried. You know what people should do? If you're going to try to write a novel for NaNoWriMo, you should not fucking tell anybody about it unless you actually finish it.
But the point is to tell people so that you have pressure.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
Well,
that never works. That kind of thing doesn't work for anybody. I really don't believe that that works.
Okay.
Ever. For anybody. The only thing that it succeeds in doing is making you look like a fuck up.
Well, but maybe that's
it's like Swearingen said, announcing your plans is a good way to hear God start laughing or something. I'd fuck that up.
Quoting somebody and fucking it up is a good way to
a nap, a bath, and sex with an unfamiliar woman.
It's a good way to get a nap, a bath.
Yeah, it's a good way to announce your plans. As long as your plans are to take a nap, take a bath, and take some sex with an unfamiliar woman.
What happens if you try to do all three at the same time?
I don't know. You might drown.
Yeah, drown.
But you'd be happy.
Maybe. I don't know. You ever had sex in your sleep?
While underwater?
No, I'm just saying, have you ever had sex in your sleep? Like, and if so, were you happy?
Dude, I don't know. I'm pretty happy when I have dreams about sex, usually.
Huh.
There was that night when we were camping in the Grand Canyon where a large number of us had dreams about getting it on with
people. Yeah, I mean, I feel like... people. Yeah. First of all, it was weird that things were personal enough that we had that conversation. That's weird, because I don't normally... like, I don't feel like I would have ever meant... I would have never thought to mention it. Like, I totally had a sex dream last night if somebody else hadn't said, oh, I totally had a sex dream last night, and then another person had said, oh, weird, me too.
It came up because one of the guys was like, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off at the camp, you know, right over there, because they were being really loud at 4:30 in the morning, and I was just at the part of my dream where Angelina Jolie was about to go down or whatever, like, you know, and I think, I don't know if it was Sorbo who said, sort of, like, that's weird, because I was also having a dream about, I was like, that's weird.
About sucking some dude's dick in a tent? While wearing my Angelina Jolie mask that I brought with me here on this trip?
And then when I woke up, my pillow was gone.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's probably just something that happens when camping, you know, around a bunch of other dudes and not being able to beat off for a few days. Something probably happens that makes you start having sex dreams.
I mean, there were six of us in five tents, so it's not like you didn't have privacy.
But you didn't really. I mean, you can hear everything.
Oh, come on.
The tents were literally like 6 inches away from one another.
If everyone could hear everything.
God, were you beaten off on that whole trip?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Then how come I was the only one that woke up when that freaking mancoon...
The mancoon? What the fuck is a mancoon?
What was that thing? A ringtail?
Dude, I don't know. I woke up because you were fucking freaking out, smacking backpacks with something, making a bunch of noise, and I open my eyes, and you're like right above me, freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? And you're like, something was trying to get into the bag.
It was a ringtail cat.
It was a ringtail cat. You saw it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a mancoon?
It is also a kind of cat. It's just that one's like a house cat. Ringtail cat's like a.
Is it like a Maine coon? What's a Maine coon?
It's a Maine coon.
I always thought it was M-A-I-N-E.
You can spell them both ways.
There are Maine coons and man coons?
Yeah, it's just a different way of saying it.
Are there Maine vanes?
Maybe. But probably only on the plains.
Are there coon bone? Isn't coon bone a thing? You should think about that question and maybe talk about it on the radio while I go get some more whiskey.
Okay, raccoon penis bones. It's the first thing that comes up in the...
Bacula.
Oh, Coon Bone Island. Coon Bone Island is in West Virginia. It's next to Bum Rape Island. And then there's the Red Bone Coon Hound. So there's apparently been tests about the relative intelligence of different breeds of dogs. and border collies are the most intelligent breed of dog.
I always thought that like Dalmatians were the Dalmatians are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Dalmatians are really stupid. Border collies are the smartest.
Labradors and poodles and a couple other.
German shepherds are pretty smart.
Shepherds maybe, but yeah, border collies like literally there was like one dog that like you could show it an object and tell it what it was, and then they asked a month later, they like said, okay, point out this object, and it could do that for like 200 different objects.
Huh.
It was like it had a, like incredible memory and like vocabulary for stuff. This, I mean, that clearly that's just one particular individual. It's not like all dogs do that, but
do all dogs go to heaven?
I think so.
Unless they were bad dogs.
Or reservoir dogs.
Yeah. Hell for dogs is an eternity without biscuit.
They're in a pool of water, I guess. But
antifreeze. They're in a pool of antifreeze that they can never drink out of.
That would suck.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't drink antifreeze. Paul BD says, hey, Jick, which 1UP podcast do you listen to? I'm about to have to do some grinding in a couple games, and I need something to listen to whilst I do it. I like that you're looking for entertainment while you're playing video games. It's not like I haven't done that, though. I used to listen to 1UP Yours, but then that stopped, and they started doing Listen Up, and I think the I in Listen is a 1. I don't know if that's true or not. But I kind of stopped listening to that. Idlethumbs.net, man. I don't know. I forget who it was. It NC Sorcerer that told us about that? There's fucking one more episode left. But I still have like 10 in the middle that I haven't listened to.
Wow, you've listened to 39 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I was on NPR, 49.
I've been listening to one or two a day.
Huh.
Or three.
It would be cool if they'd be up for hanging out when we're...
Yeah.
Hanging out in San Francisco.
I guess we get to hang out with Jonathan Blow.
Yeah.
Potentially. He at least said, I want to read the email. Oh, no, what did he
do?
Do you like us? Circle yes or no? Yeah, so no, Giga Shadow 555. None of us are doing fucking NaNoWriMo. I don't know, Scully might. I don't want to speak for...
He could probably totally do it.
He probably could write a novel in a month, but he isn't going to. But more importantly, he's not going to tell somebody he's going to and then not do it.
He probably is some sort of famous author.
Oh, and we just don't know it.
Just under a pen
he's
name.
Just slumming.
Yeah.
Turns out Scully wrote Twilight.
That's why he had to move.
ACM said, man, I was sad about the special event that started 0.5 days into my bad boon run. Sad little me. Took a couple days of getting beaten up before I could even fight there. I was sort of hoping that your late night meant an extra day there for me to slay things with my axe. But no. Sorry, just listening to the end of the last radio show and reminded me of my woe. Yeah.
Whoa.
Reminded, whoa. I was watching Joey Lawrence and it reminded me of my whoa. Mega Man Rock says, Starfish/Dragonfish familiar? Will that combination ever be tried? I don't... Everybody wants, like, dragonfish combo familiars, and I don't know that that's something that I really want to do.
What's the dragonfish do?
Plus spell damage.
Ah.
I mean, I could see it being a vector for a future item of the month.
There's two sort of groan-worthy questions here. Ali I says, should my Klaatu Varata necktie have a picture of Bruce Campbell on it? and then Istanbul good. Says, what do animated trees do if one of their children doesn't report to school? Call the tree ant officer!
Which is kind of funny, because I was playing Clockwords today, and Trent is totally not a word.
It's also not pronounced Trent.
Okay. Dude, these are words that I have only learned by reading, and so it's hard to know.
So you were doing the EA as in, like, bread?
Yeah.
Or like tread.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
Trent.
Yeah, it's Trient. I don't know if it's Trient or not.
Yeah. Anyway, totally not in there.
It's dictionary. Ant.
I was freaking Clockwords, man. Like, I was playing, I was like, oh, finally, I'm going to beat level 40. I'll be done with this game. And it totally opens up 40 more levels.
Oh, God. I'm glad I stopped when I did then.
Like, it just, yeah.
I could never get enough bonus letters to make enough powerful letters to win the levels.
So the strategy that I ended up realizing is that what you want is a mixture of all three kinds of letters, the ones that do damage and the ones that give you bonuses. And you want like about a few more that actually do damage, and then a couple sort of like maybe like two fifths, three fifths ones that do damage, and then you know 1/5 of the other, each of the other two types. And I don't have anything that does, that's like three, more than three dots. It's all the common letters, so that I can just start just constantly making common words. You know, short ones sometimes do more, way more damage than long ones.
Do you want to make common words? Do you want to do what common words do?
I do.
Do you want to use common words like drink and smoke and screw? Because there's nothing else to use. Drink and smoke and screw are pretty common words.
K is not a common letter, though.
Rotting Fresh says, we need combat macros and wombat macros.
Rotting Fresh is great.
Yeah.
That's such a good name. Japanese zombie.
Multiple round combat macros is... it's fucking...
combat macros.
You know, I totally understand why.
What about combat macros?
What about
Rocket
extreme
punch?
Extreme combat motocross?
This has been the radio show of just word association.
Yeah. I like just spinning out of control on word association sometimes. Qui-Gon gin and tonic.
Sometimes that...
water. Water baby.
Water bears.
Baby doll. Doll house.
The trick is to make it circular.
House MD.
MD Escher.
D-Qui. Qui-Gon gin and tonic. Water.
Bridge over the river, Qui-Gon gin.
Yeah, that was it. So the Tallahatchie Bridge over the river, Qui-Gon gin and tonic.
Wow. Do you ever write items that are nothing but a string of?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
No. I feel like you try.
Parking lot.
Your hand job parking lot idea, man.
Yeah, man.
It's going to make us rich someday.
Have we ever talked about that on the radio?
I gotta assume that we have at some point.
You buy some real estate, you open a parking lot, and the parking lot attendant is a hot girl who gives you a hand job when you park.
And the parking spots are $10,000 a week.
It's like $10,000 a week. No, but I mean, they could be like...
$1,000 a week?
Yeah, $1,000 a month. I don't know. I wouldn't pay $1,000 a month for hand jobs.
Every day? When you drop off and pick up your car?
I don't know. I don't think I'd pay $1,000 a month for hand jobs.
What if it's a really good hand job?
How good can a hand job... I mean, I'm not saying like...
$1,000 worth.
Right, I mean, you know, the worst hand job is better than the best... root canal, but like
that's like $50 a hand job.
Yeah, I don't know that I would pay $50 for a hand job.
Wow, you're cheap.
I can get them free from myself. I just lost a bet with myself. McPizza says, "Do either of you play a musical instrument?"
Chick plays a lot of musical instruments.
I kind of play.
You make up for the rest of us.
You kind of play the guitar.
Yeah, kinda. Super kinda.
Do you have a guitar?
I used to. I do not anymore. Mm. I should probably get one someday. I'd like to pick it up again, but I am just so non-musically inclined. It's really frustrating.
This was really the day or the few hour period for just real groaner questions. Savaloy writes, I just bought a film with 3.14 stars out of 5. It was a pie-rated DVD.
Do you think that was there was some sort of contest that they were having to see who could send in the worst?
I don't know.
Question?
Like, could they write a joke so bad that I wouldn't inflict it on our listeners? ChefBob27 says, could you put the Underworld Truncheon, Staff of the Woodfire, and the Underworld Flail into a Zap group?
No.
They're tradable, you know. They're tradable, and there are thousands of them. So, yeah. You're going to be fine.
They're rare by design.
And that's cool, you know?
Attainable. Totally attainable for people who want them. You know?
Stanley says, what are your thoughts on having some sort of gill skill in OxyCorps so you can breathe underwater? Huh. Cowboy
starfish.
Gil would think that was a good idea. He killed Cowboy Dan. Shot him in the guts. Did you ever see the movie Parenthood?
Yeah.
The second date that I ever went on, I took
it was a pretty good movie,
I took
actually.
A girl to see Parenthood.
As I recall, that was Steve Martin and...
Rick Moranis and...
Yeah. No, that was... I remember that...
Mary Steenburgen?
I think I saw that, and I thought, this is like a movie that is talking about clearly a period of life that I just don't have any connection to, but yet I still feel like I kind of grok it, and it's entertaining and stuff. Yeah. I remember sort of having that
impression. It's kind of a Love Actually sort of thing, right? Yeah. It's like a bunch of like...
30-somethings.
Yeah, interconnected... 30 or 40-somethings in that, yeah. I feel like. Yeah, but a bunch of interconnected stories that were just like cross-sections of like... You know, it's like the fuck-up brother. It's like, you know guys like that, right? It's like people that are just, I don't know, fairly well-painted characterizations of just sort of categories of people.
Right.
And, yeah, you know, it's like some verisimilitude that's...
Did you ever watch 30-something?
I never did watch 30-something.
I remember watching, I don't remember much about it, but I remember thinking that it was a similar kind of thing where I didn't, like, clearly didn't connect directly to their experiences, but it was... accessible.
Damn, we're in our mid-30s. The fuck?
Early 30s.
I don't know, man. If we're more than 33 and a third...
We're not. Or I'm not.
I am.
Well, you're in your mid-30s.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm officially in my mid-30s. I'm in the middle third of my 30s.
That's messed up.
Fuck happened, man. This game has been going on for fucking 7 years. Like, what the fuck happened? Seriously.
I don't know. I don't get it.
The champion says, is Jick still going on about that sandwich from the other day? Jesus fucking Christ, that was a good sandwich.
He's talking about going back tomorrow. To get
I am going back tomorrow.
What was it?
It was from this place called...
Riff knows what
it is. I forgot the name. Lee's Sandwiches?
Riff. Oh, yeah.
They had it today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went, or Jenny went and got
you
sandwiches
assholes.
From there
That's no excuse.
What was the one that you got that was so good?
I think the grilled pork is what I got, or maybe the barbecue pork. But it was the one with, God, it just had like fucking, the vegetables on it were like, the bread was, and the meat was just, fucking A, that was a good sandwich.
It has a good sauce, I'll grant it that.
It has a good sauce. The one I got like that did not have enough meat on it, I felt.
Yeah,
like.
I mean.
Maybe I just got a bad one.
No, it's, the filling
they,
is,
they really
the filling
don't
is
have
kind
that
of,
much meat.
Yeah, anyway. Minimal.
But so it just, it's like got like peppers and carrots and oregano, like full sprigs of oregano. Not oregano.
Arugula?
No.
Cilantro. Coriander. Yeah. It's fucking so good. And the bread is like just this perfect, chewy, awesome, just fucking good. I don't really like bread, right? But that kind of bread is the bread that I like. It's like not crumbly. It's not the like... flaky baguette that's kind of hard on the outside. It is just chewy throughout, and it's just like, it's exactly the right size to put in your mouth, which is what your mom said the other day about a sandwich from Lee's Sandwiches. I don't know if it's a chain or not, but if it is a chain. Yeah, is it all over the place?
I don't know. There are franchises around.
I'm going to look up where Lee's Sandwiches are. Lee'sSandwiches.com. Northern California, Cupertino, so there's some in, why can I not look at this fucking map?
Is it because your eyes are closed?
There's a fucking flash thing that you can't, it's got dots, but it's like a map of the world that's maybe 6 inches across with some dots on it. So there's some in California.
More dots!
Some in Arizona, and then it looks like maybe one in New Orleans, and maybe one in Kentucky? Like, I don't know. My geography is for shit. About us. I'm gonna find out where these are.
This is good radio.
And it is good radio. Franchise? No.
I think that's if you want to start a franchise.
I don't want to start Elise Sandwiches. Although I might. Then I could eat there all the time. 3 new locations and so that it... Wait, like, why is there not a fucking thing on this website that tells you about the locations? Stores? Stores. All right. Cupertino. Hayward. Milpitas, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Jose.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Sunnyvale, so Buffy can have one. Alhambra, Anaheim, which is a bunch of Southern California. And then a bunch in
Arizona,
Dallas, Houston, Chandler, Arizona, and Oklahoma City. Wow, I was way off with New Orleans and Kentucky. Kentucky's not even a city.
Yeah. Wait. So the entire state fits on your hat?
Oklahoma City, man. There's like finally one good thing in Oklahoma City. I don't know anything about Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sometimes I run around beating pots and pans together saying, Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. I do that sometimes. Thank you, Goldust, for sending that bug that I just fixed, because fuck.
Hopefully it was not well known.
Yeah. It was not so much a bug that would actually hurt anything, but it was just... that bug did not hurt anything except my soul. Lord Stefano says, stuffed Wumpus from the Claw, Naga familiar, Wumpus cub familiar, they're so cute.
They are kind of cute.
Yeah. Lucavus maybe says, hey, so what's up with Crimbo? I've been hearing rumors of non-scaling monsters with whom we are to do battle. Is this really true, or is it mere conjecture? I'm not saying that there aren't going to be scaling monsters on Crimbo. I'm saying not an unlimited number of farmable scaling monsters. So, like, imagine Crimbo from years past, except you can only fight 50 monsters a day, and then you go on about your day. You go on with your business. That, I'm guessing, would create significantly less lag.
Yeah, the lag is some crazy bullshit. If only computers were better.
Yep. Star Spirit Gino says, those new Halloween rewards are pretty nifty. Also, thank you for not making the whittling of the underworld trunk an actual crafting recipe. Those unattainable recipes would haunt me. Yeah. Pac215 says, hey guys, awesome idea for the underworld trunk. Anyway, what did you do for Halloween? Were you successful at it, and were you entertained while you did it? I feel like I was pretty successful for Halloween.
Yeah, your costume was very clever. Hot stuff well
got,
received.
Hot stuff got pwned by the guy that was like, you can't be in here without a shirt. Yeah. You prick. That was the implied subtext. You prick.
It was just so obnoxious. Like, they wouldn't let me hang out in one bar with my costume, and they wouldn't let Jick hang out in another bar with his costume. And, like, but, like, in neither case did they affront the other one of us. Or confront the other one of us.
Yeah.
The rules are just so stupid and inconsistent.
Well, you know, from place to place. I have to say that I support bars being able to make up whatever rules they want.
Sure.
I just don't like bouncers who are dicks.
Sure.
Right, but I mean, a bouncer is the job you get if you're good at being a dick, right? If you are only good at being an intimidating asshole, then you get a job.
Because he could have been like, hey man, sorry, you're going to have to take off the radio, because...
Getting
everybody, because we don't allow anybody to wear a mask in here.
Getting pissed off with me for being disappointed. Being like just sort of vocally disappointed that I couldn't go in there with a mask
on. Yeah, instead of being apologetic, he was just confrontational.
Like, yeah, but which I feel like, you know what, he's probably been dealing with that all night, right?
I guess.
And I guess I seem like an asshole. I do seem like an asshole. Nobody likes me.
The irony being that, like, I can understand, like, not wanting to let people wear masks when there could be, like, 10 guys with the Scream mask on, and if one of them, like, knifes somebody, they'd be like, who the fuck was that? But there's no way that you could have been anonymous, right? Like, that's clearly what they're trying to avoid, and there's just no way that anyone was ever going to have an outfit like yours, you know?
Casey Wiederman says, the thing that makes running bad for you is running shoes. Read Born to Run. Eh, whatever.
I don't know about that. Like, if you were to run with just barefoot, that's what he's saying? That you'd be better off?
I don't know.
Well, I guess the theory is that when you're barefoot, your body can better feel what's going on and adjust your posture and movement to calibrate for that.
Huh. I would argue that
you'd also fuck up your feet.
Definitely not supposed to be running barefoot on, like, sidewalks evolutionarily, right? Filled with broken glass and syringes full of AIDS blood.
I thought that was the beaches.
That too.
How come...
Really, you can't go anywhere without seeing syringes full of AIDS blood.
Yeah, how come the front office yard is so crazy dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. like, in the last few days, or in the last, like, couple weeks, there's a wadded-up dirty diaper in our front yard, and there's a condom wrapper. Has there been anything else, like, biohazardy? The condom wrapper is not a big deal, right? I'd definitely rather there be a condom wrapper in the yard than a used condom in the front yard.
What about, like MC Frontlot? He could be nerdcore rapper.
A condom wrapper? If he's just rapping about condoms?
Yeah.
Yar says, can you make a cooler of infinity as a reward for the shore from Boostafarians? It's like the toaster, but gives 3 ice-cold Willers / Schlitzes per day. Yeah, and then Gabriel666 writes, the toaster is a good item for the 3-a-day toast, but on the opposite end of the spectrum, what about the people in Boostafarians? Are they whatever usable item? But the point of Boostafarianism, or teetotalingness, or oxygenariatude, is that it's a limitation.
It's different. Yeah.
If we just made versions of everything that got around those limitations, they wouldn't be limitations anymore.
Yeah, answering questions in that voice makes them much more obnoxious.
Makes them much more obnoxious, or me?
The answers more obnoxious.
Okay. Rotting Flesh says, in hardcore, the only class using sauce buffs is saucers. Same with tamers, well, not empathy. And everyone makes the AT epic weapon no matter what. It seems a bit off-balanced. Kleinhoon says, I used to get yelled at for being bad at Left 4 Dead all the time, which is why I stopped playing. It's fun with friends, though. Yeah, but I don't have any friends. Rotting Flesh said that maybe the starting weapon should give 10 turns instead of 5 turns.
Nope.
No. It's one of the only fucking cross-class balance things that we have. And it's... Dion says, what is your opinion on police charging people for stuff they've done and posted on YouTube, like vandalism, hazings, assault, and other crimes?
Has that actually happened?
I don't know.
I feel like that's pretty... untenable, right? Because,
well, I don't know. No, like, I mean,
if they had, even in a court,
if this is video evidence of a crime,
even in court, if you have video, like, evidence of something, you still need somebody from the video testifying as to what was going on.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think video by in and of itself is strong enough to convict somebody.
I mean, I guess I would like to think that if I were a store owner.
Yeah.
And somebody spray-painted fuck you in a great big cock and balls on the front door of my store.
Yeah.
And then so I looked at the YouTube page of some punk kid who comes into my store all the time and is an asshole and is constantly shoplifting, and he's got video of himself spray-painting a cock and balls and the words fuck you on my door. I would like to think that I could call the police and say, hey, this kid spray-painted this on my door. Here's the evidence. And then have that kid charged with a crime, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
That seems like the kind of thing that would happen in a sane world. What I would really like, is to be able to go beat the shit out of that kid and not get in trouble
If you can, as a private citizen, take that to the police and say, hey, look at this. Whereas if the police are just looking for
I'm definitely not into the police just, like, trolling YouTube looking for dudes to go arrest. Like, that seems like bullshit, right? But, like, I don't know.
I think that's the distinction that I would make. Like, using that as sort of, God damn it, evidence for an individual to press charges or whatever seems totally reasonable.
But I feel like security cameras are usable as evidence, right?
But I think, again, you have to have somebody like, okay, this is explaining what's going on. This is my store. This is the security camera that I installed. Here's what's going on or whatever. Huh. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that something without a context is
permissible. Yeah, you have to have somebody that can provide context.
Yeah. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. It just, I get that sense from, for example, the This American Life that was made into the movie, the informant thing. Like, when that guy turned out to be such a unreliable witness, they were really worried that even though they had videotape of these companies perpetrating, like, you know, antitrust and collusion, that kind of thing, they just didn't have a case because they didn't have anybody to actually say what was going on in the videos. And they got around it by getting some other people that were videotaped to actually testify. But if they couldn't have done that, they might not have had a case at all.
Hmm. The justice system is kind of fucked.
Yeah, I mean, law is extremely difficult to codify, you know? Relations.
Like, which is why you should just let people beat each other up. Just mob justice, you know?
Might makes right.
Yeah. No, right makes right. Might makes it stick. Butsuri says, Middle Earth is Earth. Quote by J.R.R. Tolkien, Middle Earth is not an imaginary world. The theater of my tale is this Earth, the one in which we now live, but the historical period is imaginary.
Huh, okay.
Okay. Durdrum says, I figured out a better celebrity monster than my Kim Basinger basilisk, the Kylie Minogue Minotaur.
Ooh.
That would be the hottest Minotaur ever. Do female Minotaurs have human tits, do you think?
They do in a lot of fantasy art that I've seen.
Or do they have, like, six tits, like,
they probably should, but anthropomorphic animals almost never do in fantasy art.
You know, that fantasy calendar that we have in the bathroom is just so badly written.
Yeah.
why did they bother trying to come up with any sort of narrative
story.
Explanation?
Yeah, just, like, yeah.
Is it Boris Vallejo?
Sear Rupp says, why isn't the spicy mushroom quesadilla a Tex-Mex food? I don't know. Hot Stuff did all that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It all made sense at the time.
Weird. Misanthropist wrote this, and it's as though it's a follow-up to something. It says, come to think of it, why is it called the Kingdom of Loathing? In light of recent game development, I think you guys should just rename it World of Warcraft. Don't even try to hide it. What have we done recently?
I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I mean, there was some holiday content.
World of Warcraft does holiday content.
Yeah.
We have swords.
Oh, yeah, shit. We are ripping off World of Warcraft.
I guess we have a combat action bar. And...
yeah.
Librums. And... grimoires. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
NatNit says, in regards to Monday's show about masks in bars, one of my friends was not allowed in a bar because of his turban. It was unbelievably fucked up. Huh. They were afraid he was going to blow the bar up, and rightly so. Rotting Fresh says, when are you guys going to make a fresh new game? I like the way you guys design, but KOL feels really cluttered with content and mechanics. Seems like a fresh start is in order. Oh, I don't know. Maybe someday.
October of this... past year. No, May yeah, of this
May
past
of,
year.
May of this year, yeah. Our next game is coming out.
Yeah. As soon as we build that time machine.
Yeah. Seal Clubber for Life says, I'd like a feature that would let me multicast Summon Hearts, Summon Love Songs, equally heart slash song, until my MP was gone. Okay, thanks. Love Songs. No.
Didn't see more.
But what he wants is to evenly distribute, to buy one and then buy another, and then buy one and then buy another until he's out of
it. Oh, I didn't
to,
that
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just click the buttons.
Yeah. Or, you know, figure out, given the amount of MP you have, how many you can summon.
Right.
Right?
That's the way to go.
Yeah. So one day, just summon nothing but Candy Hearts, and then one day, summon nothing but Love Songs, and then you'll have, you know, just as the most that you can, and then you will have the same number as if you had summoned half and half for 2 days.
Right.
And you'll know exactly how many you can summon. Huh. And Naked Juice says, I dropped Bad Moon in Hardcore, but I still have a missing kidney effect. Bug? Feature? Will a replacement be available in the black market now that I'm out of Bad Moon? I think so. I think that the availability of that is determined by you having that intrinsic.
I thought so, too.
Not by you being in Bad Moon or whatever. Dion says, why isn't the titanium umbrella impervious to corrosion? It's not really titanium.
Yeah. It's a titty and I am. Umbrella. I don't know what an IOM is.
Mm. Yeah, the world may never know what an IOM is. Blastodon says, so, how do you guys drink your absinthe? Sugar? How much water? Have you tried any of the new brands that are on the market now? Ain't it nuts how easy it is to get now? I have not found any that tastes as good as the Lefay stuff that we got from France.
I agree.
From wherever, from England. Like, I don't know if it's different, or if I just got... if I drank so much of that kind that that's just what absinthe is in my head.
It, yeah.
So, I mean, I tend to do a single sugar cube and then like
parts,
probably three parts water to one part absinthe. Or four parts water to one part absinthe.
That sounds about like what I do, yeah.
I mean, I just kind of... I put some water in it, and if it... like, I like for it to have a pretty significant bite, like... on the tongue, like I like the kind of pain associated with actually drinking it, and I don't want to dilute it so much that that doesn't happen, so I err on the side of too little water, and then I can always add some. I haven't had any in a while. I need to take one of your bottles and pay you for it or get you a spare the next time I order a batch because I'm out of it at home.
That's fine. They're, all right. They're in the cabinet with the...
No, I know. Every once in a while
with
I see
the internet-ordered salad dressing.
the what?
That salad dressing that I order off the internet because I like it so much.
There's so much that he drinks it?
Internet salad dressing?
Yeah, garlic expressions.
He drinks it.
It's fucking delicious.
Garlic expressions. Is it like expressing a cat's anal glands?
It's like... cider vinaigrette, cider garlic vinaigrette with whole cloves of garlic floating in it, just stewing. It's so fucking delicious.
Huh. And and you can't buy it at a store?
Some stores used to carry it. I used to rarely see it in stores, but I hadn't seen it anywhere for so long that I just ordered a six-pack off the internet.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat a salad.
No, I use it to like mix into other various foods. Like a shot of it is good in macaroni and cheese, for example.
To drink.
And also sometimes I just drink some out of the bottle.
Yeah. All right. Riff?
Yeah.
Absinthe nog.
I'm game. I'm willing to try
it. Fucking doing it and it's going to rule. I got to bring a shaker for the fucking eggnog. That is going to be weird. To get eggnog that cold. This is going to be weird in general, man.
What do you mean to get eggnog that cold?
Like, you know, because the shaker is for making stuff cold in a hurry. So it'd be like crazy cold eggnog. I've been drinking a lot of micheladas lately. Yeah. They're so refreshing. They're so good. They're so cold. And like, if you're thirsty, it's just like, So the way that I make them, put some ice in a glass, cut a lime in half, squeeze the lime into the glass, put a good amount of Tapatio hot sauce in it, put a little blast of Worcestershire, put some black pepper, and then you pour like a Tecate into the glass, and then you pour like 2 or 3 ounces of Bloody Mary mix in. And then maybe you stir it, maybe you don't. Maybe you allow the layers of the beverage to create an adventure over the course of drinking it. God. It's weird, like, a lot of the... It gets spicier and spicier the further it goes, but it also, like, as the ice melts, it kind of dilutes, so it's like, it's great. Jesus Christ, a michelada and a sandwich from Lee's Sandwiches, and I would just be on cloud fucking nine.
Yeah.
That is what cloud I would be on. And it would be a cumulus cloud. Which is a portmanteau of semen and anus. In Latin, of course. Speaking of which, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Savin.
Gleebs suggests that we get the sandwich shop to cater Con 7.
Oh, yeah. Those sandwiches are really cheap, actually.
As far as sandwiches go, yeah.
They're like, what, like $2.50 a sandwich?
Yeah, but you'd need two of them to...
You need two of them per person, but like... I mean, fucking $5 a person is a deal to cater.
What a deal!
We'd need potato chips and milkshakes for everyone. I don't know. Do they even have milkshakes? They probably have milkshakes. It looks like a place that would have milkshakes. All right. We're gonna get off this thing. This crazy thing.
This ride.
Jane. But Jane from Firefly, not Jane from Red Sense.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.